It's been good to be here today. Apparently about 3 weeks ago, I looked at the schedule and saw I was on to speak today. And I put that in the back of my brain to kind of mull it over. Apparently, I put it a little too far back. And I looked at the schedule again and I go, oh, I'm on to speak in 1 week. So, this kind of took me by surprise, I guess, in a very pathetic way. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about something that I've learned about God. And so I was thinking, and I couldn't really come up with something that I thought I had learned recently about God. And that's probably not true. That's probably just the panic and the anxiety speaking. But so anyway, I'm going to talk to you about what I've been doing lately. So there's a saying that I've come across on probably YouTube, and it says, I'll quit tomorrow. And I have a cousin, Bill, who taught me the meaning of tomorrow very well when I was a little boy. He's, 5 years older than me, or no, he's probably more like 10 years older than me, I think. Anyway, he was big enough to give a piggyback ride, okay? And I wanted a piggyback ride. And so I was out there visiting, and I asked Bill if he'd give me a piggyback ride. He says, I'll give you one tomorrow. Well, then I think pretty much the next day I beat it back out there to his house, and says, I'm here for my piggyback ride. And he says, well, I'll give it to you tomorrow. And I'm kind of slow, you know. So I probably showed up the next day. And about that time it dawned on me that tomorrow is never going to get here. It's always the next day. It's always tomorrow. So this saying is, I'll quit tomorrow, is what the thing I want to live. So, one thing I have learned about God is to trust God. No matter what happens in this life, I guess I'm done with the marker. No matter what happens in this life, trust God. I may not understand what the reasoning is, why this is happening, what's going on. Just trust God. Well, I'd say last year or somewhere around there, I'd been on a about 4 year. I was reading through the Bible in basically a year, a little more, a little less, you know, depending on how motivated I was and stuff. But I read through the whole Bible in a year. And there were times where I would read my 5 pages. Basically, that's what it breaks down to, is 5 pages a day. And I'd read my 5 pages, and I'd get done reading, and then I'd shut the Bible, and then I couldn't remember anything that I'd read. It was just a check mark in the box. It was just, it's done. And didn't help me whatsoever. And so I did that for a while, and then I started it again this year, and decided that yeah, I just don't want to do that again. And so I just didn't. I didn't do it. And so I didn't do anything for a while. Didn't do any reading. And then I started missing it. Started missing the reading. And I'd go back. And the Bible I use for my yearly reading is a chronological Bible, which you've probably heard me say many times. But it's easy to just start at the beginning and read all the way through, and it makes sense. Or more sense, I should say. So so I'd pick that up, and I'd jump in, and it's not what I want to do. Not what I want to do. So finally, I said, well, I want to read, so I'm going to read Psalms. And I can tell you, Psalms is not my... For years, I never understood why they put Psalms... Like, you get a New Testament Bible, and they include two books from the Old Testament, which, I don't know if that's a... Not only... We'll throw in this, you know, it's kind of an infomercial thing, but they throw in Psalms and Proverbs. And so I always, like, as a younger person, I would always, like, why Psalms? Why? What is the use of Psalms? It's just poetry and songs and, you know, I could not get it. Could not get the reason for Psalms. Until Jay Graham, this is at one of our two-week meetings, he did a class on Psalms, and he opened my eyes to what the Psalms could be. And so ever since then, I've liked the Psalms. And so I started reading the Psalms. And it may have something to do with me getting older, too. But, nah, that couldn't be it. So, we'll throw that one out. So, I started reading in Psalms, or John. John is also another... John is kind of like Psalms. His writing style and the way the book flows and all that. So I picked those two books to start. And so in the morning, I usually read between, if I'm going to read, I read between 5:30 and 6 in the morning because I'm done getting ready for work and I'm not quite ready to go to work. And so that's the time. And so I read then, and so it depends on my mood, whether I read Psalms or John. And I don't know what that mood is until about 5 seconds after I pick the Bible up. So, but anyway, Psalms has been winning a lot. So I've been reading Psalms. So that's it. And... So as I told you earlier, this lesson was coming up, and I had no idea what I was going to talk about. So, oh yeah, in Psalms, I try not to hurry. I decided this time I'm not going to try and reach the goal of reading through the Bible in 1 year. That's out. Not worrying about that. That is no longer my goal. And I just want to... I'm looking for the connection or the teaching or the maybe the joy that comes with reading the Bible. Yeah. So, 'cause there's mornings where I really don't want to read. I kind of feel guilty about not reading. So I pick it up and I start reading. And then next thing I know, it's time to go to work. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to go. Well, that's kind of 99% of the time. But I don't want to quit reading. I don't want to quit reading the Bible. And so it's you can go from, yeah, I'm going to do this, but I don't really want to, but to really getting into it and enjoying it. And it doesn't take a long time. Usually 10, 15 minutes are probably about the length of it. So I'm not in a hurry. I'm not trying to reach a goal. Sometimes I'll read a psalm, and it'll really connect with what I'm feeling or life at that moment. And so I will read it again the next morning, and then maybe even the next morning. Sometimes I'll read a psalm and I'll connect with it, and I'll read it again the next morning, and I'm like, that didn't, the connection wasn't there. So I've noticed that. I have a journaling Bible. So there's a little bit of print in the middle and spaces on the side. And you can write notes over there. And I'll write notes over there, and then years later or day later, I'll read them. And I was like, what was I thinking? That doesn't even make sense. Have you ever done that with a center column reference? He's like, oh, here's some insight into this verse. And you go to this verse and you read the verse and you're like, I think they wrote the wrong one down. Yeah, I do that too. So I'm a little less critical of that, whoever that person is that does that job. So I was trying to come up with a lesson, something to talk to you about. And my mind was not in a good place. It was kind of anxious, nervous, and like, I'm not going to get this done in time. And I was thinking of Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. And it says, do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. So I wasn't feeling real capable of getting this lesson. And so I can't remember where I found that verse. But shortly, almost tied with it, somehow I come up with Isaiah 57 and 15. It focuses on 15. I'm going to start in 13 and read to 21. I got that. It's not the man cold, but I think it's the ragweed choke hold. Okay, 13. When you cry out, let your collection of idols deliver you. The wind will carry them all off. A breath will take them away. But he who takes refuge in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And it shall be said, build up, build up, prepare the way. Remove every obstruction from my people's way. For thus says the one who is high and lifted up. Sounds like Jesus, right? For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would grow faint before me, and the breath of life that I made, because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him, I hid my face, and was angry. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace, to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. So, I need to be careful what I say in front of God. because He is God. But God also knows who I am. He knows exactly what I'm made of. And He will support that. He will give what is needed. Even though I keep screwing up and keep sinning, then He will give me what I need to be healed. So Psalm 118, going to read that one. Psalm 118 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gate of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank You that You have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. And He has made His light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." So that's one that I connected with. And so I just, all right. So Romans, all right, no. Okay. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. And the Lord answered me and set me free. I don't know if this is... I was reading this. This is what I was going to talk about yesterday. Or I decided this was it. This was what I was going to talk about. And yesterday I was in a... not in a very good mood. I was... describe it. But I was worried about this, and I knew I was putting everything else off to work on this, and yet when I would try to work on this, it was like I was in a dream. You've probably experienced this. You ever been in a dream and where this monster is chasing you and your legs are stuck in this mud that's about waist deep and you just cannot get your legs to move and run away, and this monster just keeps getting closer and closer and closer? That's what my day was like yesterday. It was like, no matter, I'd try to make time to sit down and I would read this it wasn't clicking, nothing seemed to be working right. I just couldn't function. And so I was reading verse 5, out of my distress I called on the Lord. It's like, all right, well, dummy, you haven't done that yet. And so I prayed to God. The mood did not improve. There was no immediate results. I was struggling. I was really struggling. And I just couldn't seem to get anywhere. And Cassidy can tell you I wasn't in a very good mood. And we did some things, I was trying to distract myself. So a lot of times that helps. If I'm really focused on something, if I do something totally different, then I can go away and come back and kind of have a fresh start. Well, that didn't work. And so about 2 o'clock in the morning, a.m., I woke up this morning, and I was just like awake. I mean, it was like, doing, you know. And so I'm like, but I couldn't get out of bed. I was just like my body was glued to the, couldn't get out of bed. And so I laid there, and finally, this is a weird fact about me, I have an alarm set for every day of the week that goes off at 4:15. And because I want to stay in the habit of waking up at 4:15, because that's on a work day, that's when I get up. And it's easier if I'm in that habit. So Saturday, Sunday, this alarm still goes off. And I had woke up at 2, and I was like, all right, I know myself, if I wake up and I got 2 hours till the alarm goes off, I can go back to sleep and I'll have some good sleep and the alarm will go off and be fine. Well, I laid there, couldn't go to sleep. Finally, I must have fallen asleep because the alarm went off at 4:15 and I was mad. And so I got up, turned it off, and went back to sleep, which is stupid, dumb, idiotic, especially when you don't have a lesson prepared and it's Sunday morning. And anyway, so in I go. And somewhere between 4:15 and 5:26, I woke up and it was like wonderful. I haven't had that good of a night's sleep in I don't know when. And it was only 45 minutes, I think, or something like that. And I just laid there for a couple minutes like, this is really weird. And so I got out of bed, and I was able, and just my attitude was, I don't know, I'm going to blame God for it, because it was, I don't know how else it happened. But that was, so, in this psalm, the middle part, like from verse 5 to 16, I was kind of, going to just kind of move over that and not look at it too much. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. And I think that became the focus this morning. So out of my distress, I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. Now, I don't have anybody that I know of that hates me. Maybe some of you, if I keep talking. But I don't think there's anybody out there that hates me. So I'm not going to go with that. But I do have things that I struggle with, sin and problems and depression and different things that just eat me up. Okay. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. How many times have we put our trust in some man and then, you know, it doesn't come out the way we thought it was going to come out. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes or presidents or congressmen or whatever. Don't trust in them. They're human, just like us. All nations surround me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. Now, this section of verses right here, I don't recall ever reading it before, which I have. I know I have. But in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. How many times is sin like? Have you ever activated a hornet's nest before? I was chasing cows with a whip. Not supposed to be doing that. But I ran underneath this tree that had a hornet's nest in it. Well, guess where the whip went? Hit the hornet's nest. Or close enough that they were angry. And so all these big paper nests, and they come out of there, and me and my cousin, we made a beeline for the house. And we did not get stung. I don't know how we outran them, but when we shut the storm door behind us, we could hear the bees smacking into the glass of the door. So they were right there. But I've been stung, I don't know how many times I've been stung. I've been stung hundreds of times by hornets, honeybees, all those, and wasps, and yellow jackets, name it. I've been stung by them. And you can't fight against them. Like, you can wave your arms around and kick and all that stuff, but you're not likely to hit any of them. Like bees, they surround me like bees. And sin will do that to you. You just can't feel like you can win. You can't win. They went out like fire among thorns. How many of you burned the ditch off and kind of scared yourselves? Yeah. Yep. Fire. Awesome. But it is also scary. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling. I had sinned so hard that I didn't think I was going to recover. But the Lord helped me. The Lord help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. So I guess my thoughts for this morning are to trust in the Lord. I've been personally to dark places where I thought nothing's going right. Nothing's right. But I didn't leave the Lord. I mean, I've sinned. I have, but I haven't stop trusting in the Lord. And He has always helped me. Always. So we'll jump down to the last two verses. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. So I'll quit tomorrow. And guess what? Tomorrow never gets here. I have no intention of quitting. It may look ugly, it may be nasty, but I'm not going to quit. And I'm intending to drag all of you with me. Well, I offer the invitation this time. If there's anything we can do to help you, please come forward as we stand and sing the closing song.